This Shabbos, we read Parshas Poro. Parshas Poro is about the mitzvah of Pora Aduma. Pora Aduma was a very strange, bizarre type of a mitzvah. It was brought in the Beis HaMikdosh, and it was used to atone, to remove tumah that people had incurred, the uncleanliness, the spiritual uncleanliness. However, something very strange about it was that if a person was tohor, he was clean, he became tomei in touching the efer por haduma, the ashes. If he was tomei, he became tohor. That's like a contradiction. How could it be? If this is a positive thing, so then it should make people good. If this is a negative thing, it should make people bad. But it's both positive and negative. If you're Torah, it's going to make you tummy. If it's tummy, it can make you Torah. Who can understand such a thing? And in fact, Chazal say that Moshe Rabbeinu was told that L'cho ani megale. To you I'm explaining this, but to nobody else. No one else is going to be able to understand this secret except for Moshe Rabbeinu. And Chazal tell us, Shlomo HaMelech said, "Choshavti ech kemo v'hi rechoyko mimeni." I thought that I was going to become wise, but this was too much for me. And that's referring, Chazal say, to Pora Aduma. Shlomo HaMelech, the Chochom mikol olam, the wisest man of all men, could not understand how this Pora Aduma thing works, that it's metamei tohirim u'metayir temeim. It was beyond him. And yet, the Sefer HaChinuch, in writing about this, the Sefer HaChinuch was written as a gift to his bar mitzvah bocher. To his son, for his bar mitzvah, he wrote a book, and he explained to him all of the Tariag mitzvahs. He told him what the mitzvahs are, what you have to do, and then he told him, he gave one of the things he wrote, it was the Sheirish HaMitzvah, the reason, he calls it Tam B'Toelis, the reason for it, and the benefit you get from it. And in Pora Aduma, he says, he writes, that after mentioning that it was only revealed to Moshe Rabbeinu and that Shlomo HaMelech didn't get it, he says as follows. He says, he finally gives some kind of an explanation, which is a little bit difficult to understand, and then he says, "V'ze'eno boru lahasig b'inyan klum." This is not really clear to comprehend at all. What he said, it was an effort, it was an attempt to try to make some sense out of it, but he says he really didn't understand it fully. Elo shechibas hakodesh v'hacheshek lahasig yediyah banistor yonid hakone lichtov. He says, really, I didn't understand this properly. But he says, the love that I have for Sifrei Kodesh, for Dvorim Shebekdusha, for mitzvahs, the love for the mitzvahs, and the cheshek, the desire to get some understanding in a depth of something which is beyond me, that moved my pen, and it wrote. In other words, he's apologizing, he's saying, it was beyond my control. Says, really, I know that Moshe Rabbeinu was the only one who was able to understand this, the only one who was revealed to. Really, I know that Shlomo HaMelech, who was the Sefer HaChinuch lived 500 years ago. Shlomo HaMelech was 2,500 years ago. Shlomo HaMelech was the Chochem Mikol Adam. He spoke, he understood the language of the birds, of the creation. He was the wisest of all men. And Shlomo HaMelech said, I didn't get it. And yet the Sefer HaChinuch writes, he was a Rishon, he says, I couldn't control myself. He says, the love of understanding Torah and the cheshek that I have to realize, to understand the secret that I wasn't able to get, he says, that moved my pen. In other words, he's saying, like, it almost like I was forced. I couldn't control myself. I had to figure out something, even though I knew it was beyond me, because I have such a love for Hashem's Torah and for understanding Him and for understanding His wisdom. And like, I couldn't stop, I couldn't control, I couldn't prevent, and even though the result that I came up with, it says, is Eino Boru Lahasig Be'inyan Klum. There's no clarity here, but I couldn't control myself. And I thought that this is really a very beautiful picture of what a Talmud Chochum, what a learned Jew is really all about. He is overwhelmed with an understanding, with a passion, with a love and a passion to understand Hashem and to understand His Torah. You know, the Novi says, Novi Yirmiyahu says, "Adiyasal Chochum b'Chochmosay." If you're a Chochum, you're a wise man, don't brag about your Chochmah. That's not what it's about. But it's Halagibur b'Gvurosay. If you're a strong man, don't praise yourself. Don't pat yourself on the back because you're so strong. And if you're so rich, don't get all carried away at how great you are because you're rich. You see, there's only one thing that's truly praiseworthy in this world, is the man who understands Hashem. The deeper the understanding of Hashem, which comes to us through understanding His Torah, because His Torah is the blueprint of creation, His Torah is based on which He created the world, His Torah is what He revealed to us, which tells us everything about Him, His values, His morals, His system, the way He conducts the world, His preferences, His kaviyochel, so to speak, personality. It's the wrong word when we talk about Hashem, but you know what I mean, His midos. So he says, Haskel Yodeoisi. That's the only thing that's really praiseworthy. If a person wishes to achieve something which is really meaningful, which is really praiseworthy, which is really elevating him above everyone else and everything else, it's the haskil, it's the knowledge of Hashem. And he even explains, who is Hashem? Ki ani oseh chesed mishpot utzdok ba'aretz. I do kindness, I do justice, I do righteousness in the world. And this is what kibeelach fatzti, and this is what I want out of you. So there's a two-step thing over here, which is very, very important. Number one is the ultimate goal is to know Hashem. Imagine that. I sit in the world. I live in a world. The world's a very strange place, a very confusing place. I'm constantly involved in the pursuit of all kinds of pleasures and things that I want. But in reality, back in my mind, I say, what's it all about? What's the purpose? Why did Hashem create the world in the first place? What am I doing here? What is life really all about? What's the secrets? Deep down we want to know. And the person who truly connects himself with Hashem and with the Torah, he has this passion. I want to understand Hashem. I want to understand everything about Him. You know, if a person loves someone, then a true love, and that, by the way, oftentimes in marriages, that becomes a problem. You know, when spouses are having trouble with each other, oftentimes the problem begins with, you're not interested in my life. You're not interested in every detail. Yeah, I came home from a hard day's work, and I'm really not interested in how many times a day you change the diapers. You know, that's like the classic thing that they say. But you know something? If you really loved me, you'd be interested in everything about my life. In every feeling, in every thought, in every pain, in every difficulty, in every challenge, in everything, everything I ate for breakfast. Well, what did you have for breakfast? Well, tell me, what's the difference? I ate breakfast. What's your business? You know? No, but this is true love is a total concern for the other individual. For ahavta l'recho kamoicho. Just like I'm concerned about everything about myself, I should be concerned about someone else. And the same thing is in our relationship with Hashem. If I truly love Hashem, I have a cheshek, I have a desire, I have a passion to know everything about Him. And if there's a mitzvah pora aduma, which I know Moshe Rabbeinu was the only one who it was revealed to, which I know Shlomo HaMelech gave up hope on ever understanding, choshavti ech kibo v'hiro choyko mimeni. But you know something? I can't control myself, but I must know. I love Him so much. I care so much. I want to understand Hashem so much that I have this passion that he expresses it very poetically. He says that my hand just took the pen and wrote. It's like I was forced into trying to understand this, even though I know full well that it isn't clear and it can't be clear to me. It wasn't even clear to Shlomo HaMelech. So this is the attitude that we have to have. So I thought that maybe we would just use this opportunity to try to refocus ourselves in what a privilege we have. You know, people in the world are at a loss to figure out what they're doing here. What are we doing here? Well, most people try not to think about it. And that's why they're constantly filling their lives with substitutes, pleasures, thrills, activities, chemical pleasures, the works. They're drinking and they're this and it's all why? It's the pursuit of pleasure. Because I don't really understand what else I'm doing here. And it's very empty. It's very lonely. I feel a void. If I live a whole life, and life is not always easy, most people have challenges in life at many points and many junctures of their life. And yet, what's it all about? What's the purpose? Why am I here? What's the goal? What am I supposed to accomplish? Is it just fun and frolic? Is it just waiting and waiting and passing time until I pass on from this world? Is that all it's about? And they're at a loss. Ashreinu matoiv chelkeinu. We are privileged with the directive given to us by the Creator himself. Nobody knows better than the Creator why he created. Nobody knows better than the manufacturer why he manufactured. And he gave us the manual. He gave us the information to know what our purpose is here in life. And that fills a void. That could make us feel so good about ourselves. That could make us feel so good about life. That could put everything in perspective and say, hey, I'm not here just by accident. I'm not here just to pass time. I'm not here just to count the days until I die. But I have a purpose. My life has meaning. And that purpose is all taught to us, revealed to us in Hashem's Torah. That's the blueprint, the plans by which he created the world. The world exists because of the plans of the Torah. And that's the secrets of why we're here and what we're supposed to do to fulfill the purpose of our being here and how to become that better, that finer, that more refined human being to be able to connect with Hashem and to be able to be rewarded endlessly and infinitely with Hashem's goodness, with Hashem's chesed. So therefore, I think we can understand a little bit the Sefer HaChinuch, that even though he came to a mitzvah of Porah Adumah, and even though he felt that it was certainly beyond him, Chazal say it was only revealed to Moshe Rabbeinu. Shlomo HaMelech gave up on it. Choshavti ech kmo v'hirochoyko mimeni. And yet the Chinuch says, I couldn't control myself. The Chibas HaKodesh, the love for the Torah, and the Cheshek to understand Hashem, in his poetic form said, forced my hand, took the pen, and forced it to write some kind of a reason, which he himself says is not borur. It's not, it cannot, nothing is clear about it. He says, Eino borur klum, ein bazeh birur klum. There's nothing clear. But I just have to, I couldn't control myself from trying to understand Hashem, because understanding Hashem is so critical to what life is all about. And that understanding is what fills my life with meaning, is what takes that emptiness of not knowing what I'm here for and what I'm supposed to be accomplishing and fills it with a sense of meaning and purpose and fulfillment and true happiness. And this, I think, is the lesson that we see from this parsha. And I think that, you know, we sometimes in life always take for granted the things that we have. The things that we fight for, we appreciate. The things that come easily or naturally or just part of the flow of life, we take for granted. We don't really appreciate it. And therefore, I think sometimes the fact that we're privileged with such a chinuch, with such an education, can be underappreciated by the fact that it became something so natural. In times of old, people had to fight for what you people have as a right that's coming to you, just like this. And therefore, we have to focus on appreciating more and more the privilege that we have to study Hashem's Torah and how that, and only that, has the potential to elevate us into such a sense of satisfaction and meaning and understanding what we're doing in this world, and then living life becomes something that's meaningful to us and precious to us every moment, not just with so many moments just to try to figure out how are we going to fill them with fun and frolic, because there really doesn't seem to be any meaning.